Bezrat Hashem, we are going to try to meet on Wednesday nights throughout the year and try to do one daf at a time. And as Rabbi Kamenetsky said, b'china every 2 weeks on two dapim. What I like to do with b'kiyus, for those who are new to this shiur, is I like to highlight two or three or four or five main points on each amud. After we finish the amud, we can say, okay, what was the main thing we got out of this amud? And we're going to highlight those main points. Since I wrote the b'kiyus b'chinas, I can tell you that every single question comes from those main points. Now, you're unlikely to understand those main points if you just listen to the main points and don't actually, you know, follow along in the Gemara, but that's the way that I think is very effective to remember b'kiyus, because it's just a lot of material, so it's always helpful. I learned from one of my rabbis, Mori V'Rabbi, Rabbi Baruch Simon, that it's always helpful at the end of a number to say, okay, what did we get here? And just knock it down, you know, narrow it down to just a couple of main points. So that's what we're going to try to do. Also, along the way, I'm going to try to highlight for you, although you will not be tested on this, maybe we'll make it like an extra credit type of thing where you can get more money or something, I don't know, but I can't promise that, obviously, but I'm going to try to highlight along the way main concepts also, concepts that are good to know. What I personally do in my Gemara is when I come across a major concept, I circle it, the main points I write in the margin of my Gemara, and I find that very helpful, because once you've learned a lot of the Dapim, if you just read through in the margins of your Gemara, the main points, you could chazer over like 10 blad in like 15 minutes. It's unbelievable. You just go, oh, I remember that, and that, and you remember where everything is. It's a very, I found to be a very effective way of remembering large amounts of Gemara, large amounts of material. So, I think, you're still looking for us? Okay. So, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Some people might be looking in the back.
Yeah. I
set them up as two dapim for each b'china. That's the way I set it up.
All the program
throughout. Yeah. It's on computer. I could adjust it however you want. You can do it all at once. Okay. So now, new Mishnah says the Mishnah. New Masechta says the beginning of first paragraph of Masechta Sukkah. Sukkah shikavol the malam asher mamu psula. If you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, the sukkah is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, but Rabbi Yehuda says that's okay. It's still kosher even if it's higher than 20 amos. V'sheina, so that's the maximum height. V'sheina gavah asar tefachim. Let's say it's less than 10 tefachim. How big is a tefach? Anyone know how big is a tefach? Right, hand breadth, right, which is about 3 to 4 inches, the size of a fist. An amma is from here to here. So an amma, on an average person, from the elbow to the top of the middle finger is an amma. So sukkah, the maximum height of the sukkah is 20 amos according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, it could even be more than that. And the minimum height, v'she'enu gava asar tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, that everyone's going to say is bad. V'she'en la shalosh tefanos, if it has less than 3 walls, also bad. V'shachamasa meruba mitzilasa, if it has more sunlight than shade, meaning the schach covers less than half of the sukkah, psula. In all those three examples, it's possible. So first main point, the Mishnah lays out the basic physical requirements, height, walls, thickness of schach of a sukkah. The basic physical requirements of a sukkah. Maximum height, machlokes. Minimum height, 10 tefachim. Walls, 3, you need 3, and an amount of shade, you need a majority of shade. If you have majority sunlight, it's no good. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Erev, and there is a halacha by Erev, that in an alleyway, a mavoy, the way neighborhoods used to be set up is not exactly like a grid-like system like we have in Manhattan, or even the way our neighborhoods are set up. They would have little yards, and in the yard there will be several houses, that's called a chatzer. Those chatzeros opened up into a larger street called a mavui, and those mavuos opened up into a larger street called the Rishos Harabim. So the mavui, if you wanted to be able to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer in a mavui, you would need to make what's called the shitufe mavuos. You would need to make like a type of eruv. And the way you would do it is you would put a big beam over the cross, over the opening of the mavui. But the beam had to be in a place where at least you could see it, at least you could recognize that the beam is there. So says the Mishnah, we're just starting the Gemara now. We did the Mishnah, we're just starting the Gemara now. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, in Erevin, Mavui Shu Gavo Master Mama, let's say the beam of that's blocking the Mavui is higher than 20 Amos, you got to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Amarenu Tzara, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's fine, more than 20 Amos is fine. Sound familiar? Very similar to our machlokes about the height of a sukkah. So says Gemara, but wait a second, it's a little different. By Sukkah, we said if it's more than 20 amos, according to the Tanakhama, puzzle. By the Mavoi, we didn't just say puzzle, we gave a solution. We weren't just being criticizing from the sidelines. We said, okay, here's what you do to fix it. You might. You lower it. So Maishna Gabe Sukkah Ditani Psula, Maishna Gabe Mavoi Ditani Takanta. Why by Sukkah does it just say puzzle? And by the Mavoi, it tells you how to fix the problem. It's much more constructive. It tells you what to do. So answers the Gemara, Sukkah da Oraisa Tani Psula, Mavoi Dirabanan Tani Takanta. Since Sukkah is a da Oraisa, it's a requirement mi da Oraisa, so it just says puzzle straight out. By a mavoi, the whole concept is only derabanan. The only iser to carry on Shabbos midal rice is in a rishos rabbin. In a mavoi, there's no iser midal rice, so the whole thing is only derabanan. So since it's only derabanan, we tell you how to fix it. Now, why is that logical? Just because something is daraisa, you don't tell me how to fix it, and when it's derabanan, you do tell me how to fix it. Why does that make any sense? A little food for thought, right? Why would it say that? Just, I'll say very quickly, some suggest that when you're dealing with something, Tosas discusses this a little bit over here also, but some would suggest that when you're dealing with something that's Da'oraisa, it is objectively good or bad. Like, God made it that this is bad. You can say definitively, this is puzzle. When you're dealing with Rabbanan, it's not that the object is good or bad, it's just that the rabbis tell you, you can't behave in this way. So you have to modify your behavior. So that's why when dealing with the Rabbanan, the rabbis tell you what to do. They can't objectively say this is bad, because on a Dorais level, it's not bad. They can tell you, because they have authority over you, this is what you got to do. So that's why they give you instructions when it comes to the Mavui. Okay, but that's a side point. That's not, you know, Pashup Shan in the Gemara. For whatever reason, we assume on a Dorais, it just tells us Pasul, on a Darabanan, it's going to tell us how to fix it. Or you could say, no, really, we always want to be constructive. And even on a Doraisa, we would want to tell you how to fix it. Ideally, when writing a Mishnah, the Tanaim wanted to teach you how to fix it. Miu Sukkah, however, when it comes to Sukkah, Dinefishin Milei, where there's so many details that we have to tell you about the Sukkah, Pasuk Vatani Psula. It's so much easier to just say Pasul, because we can't tell you how to fix everything, right? We're not going to say, oh, if you only have two walls, build a third. And if there's not enough Schach, add more Schach. We can't just, you know, in order to make it flow, so it's much easier to just say, this is bad, go study how to fix it. We're not going to give you advice on everything. But Mavoi, Delonafish Milei, Mavoi is one halacha. You got to have the beam, and it's got to be lower than 20 amos, period. So the one halacha doesn't have so many words about it. Nafish means a lot, means many. Mile, it's words about it. So Tani Takanta, so that's why it tells you how to fix it, tells you how to solve the problem. Fine, period. That's just a very technical discussion in terms of the language that the Mishnah used. That is does not really affect the halacha at all. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's attack the halacha. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if you have a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, according to the Tanakhama, what did we say? Puzzle, right? So the Gemara says, why? What's the problem? So says Gemara, minani mili. Where do we see that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is puzzle? The Gemara is going to give three suggestions. I would suggest underlining the names of each of the three Amoraim who offer a suggestion, because on Amud Beis we're going to be jumping back and forth between them. So it's important to be clear on who says what. Again, the Bechinas are open books, so it'll be easier, but still, it's important to be clear on who says what. So, Minan Emili, where do I know that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible? Number one, Amar Rabba says... Right, you always remember, you hey shmei Rabba, the guy with the hey at the end. That's Rabba, not Rava. So Amar Rabba, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, leman yedu dorasechem ki besukos hashavti es bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says you have to build sukkos so that the future generations could know that I sat the Jewish people in sukkos. So you see that when we sit in sukkos, we have to realize that we're sitting in a sukkah, and if the schach is really really high, we're not even going to realize that there's schach there. We'll think it's a regular ceiling. We won't even know it's there because it's too high. No one's going to sit like this, right? Just straightening their neck to look up. So ad esrim amma, up until 20 amos, adam yodea shudar besukkah. You at least realize that you're in a sukkah. L'malam esrim amma, in adam yodea shudar besukkah. But when it's more than 20 amos, you're not even going to realize that you're sitting in a sukkah. Mishum delo shalta ba'ena, because your eye won't catch it. Your eye won't catch what's all the way up higher than 20 amos. Where else do we have a halacha about that? That more than 20 amos high, your eye won't catch it? What? possibly by Yosef in the bar, but a halacha that's lemaisa. What? Menorah, Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the Malam Yasser Amos, is also not good for the same reason. Your eye's not going to catch something that's more than 20 Amos high. So that is number one. So again, answer number one, why is more than 20 Amos so good? Because the Pasuk says that when you're sitting in Sukkah, Leman Yedu, you have to know that you're sitting in Sukkah. If it's more than 20 Amos high, you're not going to know that you're sitting in Sukkah. Answer number two, Rabbi Zeira, underline, Rabbi Zeira, Amar Mehacha, Rabbi Zeira says from the following, the Sukkah Tiel Etzel Yomam Mechorev, that Sukkah is going to provide shade for you. Ad Esrim, right, shade during the day, from the sunlight it provides. Ad es, so we darshan, Ad Esrim Amma Adam Yoshev Bitzal Sukkah. If the Schach is less than 20 amos high, the shade that you're getting is actually from the Schach. But can you imagine if the schach is 50 amos high and the walls go all the way up 50 amos? Where's most of your shade really going to be coming from? From the walls. You're right next to a really high wall and the sun is beating down. The wall protects you. It's not the schach that's going to protect you. So up until 20 amos, we assume that you're sitting in the shade of the sukkah. L'malam yasser mama ein adam yoshev b'tzal sukkah el b'tzal defanos. But higher than 20 amos, you're not in the shade of the sukkah. You're in the shade of the walls. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, wait a second, Rabbi Zeira, Elameata, if that's the case, you need the shade to be coming from the schach, then Ha'osa Sukasa Ba'ashteros Karnayim, Hachanami Delo'avi Sukkah. If a person builds a sukkah in a valley between two huge mountains, so you want to tell me the sukkah's possible? What's the kasha? What happens between two huge mountains? The shade is from the mountains. The shade's not from the schach, because the mountains are blocking the sunlight. Now, obviously, these aren't absolute statements. The sun moves, and when it is directly overhead, the shade will actually come from the schach. But it's saying, I guess, in a percentage-wise, most of the time, the shade is not going to be coming from the schach. You know intellectually that you're in a sukkah, but you don't have. It's not at the center of your consciousness if you don't see it. Meaning you see that you're in a gazebo, but you don't know that it's kosher sukkah. The first Rashi in the Masech, not the first Rashi, somewhere in the last Rashi in the Mishnah has a very important line. He says, Al Shem Haschach Kruya Sukkah. The very definition of sukkah is in the schach. So seeing the walls and knowing that you're outside is not enough. That could be a gazebo. You have to know schach. You have to see schach and have it at the center of your consciousness. That's the idea. So asks Abaye, don't tell me that the shade has to come from the schach, the shade can't come from the walls, because then you shouldn't be allowed to build a sukkah if you live in a valley. You shouldn't be allowed, you can't do the mitzvah of sukkah. So El Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira answers back to Abaye, no, there's a big difference between being in a valley where the mountains are blocking the sunlight and being in a sukkah whose walls are blocking the sunlight. Why? Amalei, Hasam, over there in your example, Dal Ashtros Kanayim Ikatzel Sukkah. If you remove the mountains and you built a sukkah in the valley, well then the sukkah is actually giving you the shade. If the mountains weren't there, the schach would actually be giving you the shade. But in my case, of the really tall sukkah, dal defan hacha, and over here by the really tall sukkah, dal defanos, if you take away the walls of the sukkah, what's going to be giving you the shade? Nothing. Lekatzel sukkah. You're not going to have the shade of the sukkah. So that's why he says, when you have a really tall sukkah, the fact that the schach is not giving you the shade is the problem. So far, two explanations why Lamala Me'asramam is no good. Rabba says, because you need to have it at the center of your consciousness, you need to know, and you need to see it. Rabbi Zeira says, why? Why more than 20 amos is no good? Second answer, Rabbi Zeira? Good, that the shade has to be shade of the schach, not shade of the walls. Yeah, Yosh.
Does that mean when you're saying this, that you should try to see the shade of the walls?
No, it's saying that I don't think so. It's saying that the structure of the sukkah should be set up in such a way where most of the time you're getting the shade of the schach. But there's no iser to sit in the sukkah near a wall when the sun is beating down on that wall. Okay, good. V'Rava Amar, Rava, answer number three. Rava Amar Mehecha, Rava says from the following source is how we know. Wow, what are we looking for? Third reason that what? Good. How come over 20 amos is no good? Is possible. So Rava Amar Mehecha, Rava says from the following source. And keep in mind the whole time, that's only one opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said more than 20 amos is fine. It's only the Tanakhama who says it's not okay. These are three explanations of why the Tanakhama says it's not okay. It's going to be important to remember all this because this whole daf is really one sugya. So Rava Amar Mehacha, Rava says from the following pasuk, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamin. You should dwell in Sukkos. People mistakenly translate that as sit. It's probably not sit. It probably means to live, to dwell in Sukkos for 7 days. So what do we darshan from there? Amra Torah kol shivas hayamim tsei midiras keva v'shav bidiras arai. That all 7 days you're supposed to leave your permanent dwelling place and instead live in a temporary dwelling place. How do you define temporary? So ad esrim amah adamos diras adiras arai. If it's less than 20 amos high, up until 20 amos high, we assume that it might be a diras arai. By the way, two concepts I would put circles around. Diras keva, diras arai, both important concepts. Diras keva means permanent. Diras arai, a temporary dwelling place. So up until 20 amos, a person will make his dwelling place a diras arai. L'malam e'asr mama, once it's more than 20 amos, eino demos a diras or diras arai. You can't build, or it's unlikely that you're going to build a structure that's like a skyscraper, and it's only temporary. You don't build temporary skyscrapers. Ela diras keva, rather you make that much more permanent. Fine. So Amale Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, Abaye says, really? Elamayata, that's the problem. The problem is one of what? What's the problem with more than 20 amos high? What did he say? What? In here? No. The third answer, Rava's answer, what was the problem? It's too permanent. It's diras keva. And sukkah has to be temporary. If that's the problem, Elamayata, Asam Chitzo Shel Barzel V'Sichech Al Gaban, Hachanami Delavi Sukkah? So do you mean to tell me if I take iron walls that are less than 20 amos high, 5 amos high, 10 amos high, and I make a sukkah out of them, is that also bad? What's he asking? That should be bad. Why? Because that's also diras keva, and it's permanent in nature, right? So Amalei, what's he going to answer? What do you think? Okay, we'll see. He says, this is what I mean to tell you. Ad chaf ama, up until 20 amos, da adam osa diraso diras arai, where it's normal for a person to make it more in a more temporary way, ki avale diras keva nami nafik. Even if you personally made it into in a more permanent way, it's still good enough, because that basic, those basic measurements, that basic idea, the basic structure is something that's normal to be a diras arai. So that's good enough, even if you made the walls out of iron. But if you made it really high, above 20 amos, the adamos diras diras keva, where a person normally, when they build something more than 20 amos, plans on making a permanent structure. So kiavale diras arai nami lo nafik. Even if you happen to build it out of straw, it doesn't make a difference. You're not going to be yotze. The fact that you made a temporary structure, if it's more than 20 amos, doesn't matter. You're still not going to be yotze. Meaning we define it by size, not by whether it's actually permanent or not. By whether it normally would be or should be permanent or not. Before you turn the page, second main point on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What do you think my second main point on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Main point. If you have to summarize everything we did right here just now in one sentence, the Gemara gives three reasons that a sukkah above 20 amos might be problematic. Go ahead. Good is Rabba, that you should know that you're sitting in sukkah, so your eye has to catch it. B. Good, Rabbi Zera, that says the shade has to come from the schach, not from the walls. C. Excellent. By the way, guys who are not in my shir, were never in my class after shir, if you could just come tell me your names, and like it would be nice to know everybody. Okay, fantastic. Yes. It goes for you. What? I can't hear you. That's an important. According to the Gemara Bava Basra, I'm supposed to throw you out of shir right now. The Gemara Bava Basra says that there was that the Chacham determined that a bird, if it can't fly yet, can hop up to 50 amos, can't hop any further than that. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu was in the Beis Medrash one day, and he said, okay, how about if you find a bird with one leg over 50 amos, one leg within 50 amos? And the Gemara says, Al da afkul Rabbi Yirmiyahu Beis Medrasha. They threw him out of the Beis Medrash for asking such a question. Why did they throw him out of the Beis Medrash? Because when the Chachamim gave a shir, they drew the line and they said, that's it. Okay, that's the shir. You got to draw a line somewhere, and those lines are definitive. So don't say, oh, but what if it was just one more? Right? Or what if it was just one less? No. When they draw a shear, when they make a shear, they draw a line, and that line is the definitive line, period. So that's just the way they operate. Okay, and the third reason, C, was diras keva, was the fact that that it would be a diras keva if it was more than 20 amos. Fine, that is the second and final main point on Beis Amud Aleph. So now we turn the page. Beis Amud Beis. So now that we have three opinions, and here's, you're going to see why I told you to underline the names so you can remember who says what, because the Gemara is going to try to figure out why one opinion doesn't say like the other two, and that one doesn't say like the other, right? Why each one doesn't say like the other one. So says the Gemara, Kulu ki Rabba lo amri. They all don't agree with Rabba. Rabba was one who said what? That you need, you got to turn back. Right? That you need to recognize the schach, you need to see it, your eye needs to catch the schach. Kula karabba lo amri, they all disagree with Rabba, because Rabba was based on a pasuk about how future generations should know, right? What does that mean? What should they know? So Rabba says, they should know when they're sitting in sukkah that they're sitting in a sukkah. Is that what the pasuk really means? What does the pasuk really mean? L'man yedu dor osechem ki basukos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael. What does that pasuk mean? Good, exactly. That what they have to know is that the Bnei Yisrael years ago sat in sukkos in the midbar. So kulu k'rabba lo amri, the other two, Rabbi Zera and Rava, don't say like Rabba, because how you deal with doros he. That knowing is not about when you're sitting in sukkah, that you're sitting in sukkah. It's about knowing that years ago they sat in sukkos in the midbar. So that's why they reject Rabba. K'rabbi Zera nami lo amri. They don't say like Rabbi Zera. What did Rabbi Zera say? The shade has to come from the schach. Why do they reject that? Because Rabbi Zera's pasuk was based on his pasuk. His pasuk was, if you recall, the sukkah tihi el tzel. The sukkah should be for you for a shade. So says Gemara, that pasuk isn't about your sukkah that you build in your backyard on sukkahs. That's a pasuk in Navi about la'asad lavo. At the end of the days, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael? The sukkah tihi el tzel, says Gemara, they don't say like Rabbi Zera. How will you have a shiach u'duchsev? That's about the days of Mashiach. That's not about your own sukkah. That's about the sukkah of the Levyasan that God is going to build for all the righteous people in Yemos HaMashiach. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with sukkahs. So Rabbi Zera would respond. See, notice Rabba never defended himself. But Rabbi Zera is defending himself. Rabbi Zera responds, Im kein lemakra v'chuppa tiel l'tzel yamam. If you wanted to describe just a hut that God is going to make for us, lost love, why would you call it a sukkah? Call it a chuppa. Chuppa is also a canopy that covers you. That's what the pasuk should have said. My v'sukkah tiel etzel yomam. Why does it use such a lashon that immediately in our brains, when we see the word sukkah, we immediately associate it with our sukkos? Why does he use that word? Shamina atarti, to teach you that it's telling you two things. It's talking about, you're right, in Yemos HaMashiach, what God is going to build for us, but it's also telling you something about what? About your sukkah and how your sukkah has to be. Namely, that your shade has to come from the schach and not from the walls. Fine. So now we see why the other two rejected Rabba. We know why the other two rejected Rabbi Zera. Why did the other two reject Rava? What did Rava say? What's the problem with more than 20 amos high? Too permanent. Diras keva. So Karava nami lo army. They also didn't say like Rava, Mishum kushya da Abaye, because of Abaye's kasha on Rava. What was Abaye's kasha on Rava? We had it on the bottom of Amud Aleph. If you really have a problem with Diras Keva, you know what else you should have a problem with? Iron walls should be a problem. So the other two didn't like Rava for that reason. They didn't like Rava. I'm sure they liked Rava. They didn't like Rava's approach for that reason. Fine. Period. What? I guess they didn't find that answer very compelling. They thought that it's about whether it actually is Keva or Arai, not whether structurally it normally would be Keva or Arai. So right there we have our first main point on Beis Amud Beis. First main point, the Svara to argue on each of the three Shitos. A, what's the logic to argue on each of the three opinions? The logic to argue on Rabba is that his pasuk is really about remembering what Bnei Yisrael did. The logic to argue on Rabbi Zeira is that his pasuk is about good. So again, it's very easy to remember, because the svar to argue on the first guy is that his pasuk is really about the past. The svar to argue on the second guy is that his pasuk is really about
future.
The svar to argue on the third guy is that just his svar in the present doesn't make any sense. Right? Is that, come on, if it's about permanence, then every permanent sukkah should be a problem. Then all these fiberglass sukkahs that could stand up to a hurricane, right, they should be problematic. Good. Now what the Gemara is going to do, it's a fairly confusing daf actually, but you know, we'll try our best. Now what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to quote three random statements. I'm just trying to map it out for you so you know what to expect. Gemara is going to quote three random statements and try to find which of the three Amoraim that we just spoke about would hold like those three statements. And we're going to be successful on the first two. On the third one, we're not going to find anybody who goes like it, who holds like it. So three random statements. Which Amora would be the author of those statements? That's the exercise that we're going to do now. Statement number one. You might want to number it. Easier to follow along when you review. Statement number one that we're going to anonymous statement number one. We're going to try to match with an Amora. Kiman also hadar Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Not anonymous. It was said by somebody, and it was said by Rabbi Yoshia. Which of the Amoraim would line up with that which Rabbi Yoshia said in the name of Rav? Had Amar Rabbi Yoshia Amar Rav. By the way, all three statements are going to be said in the name of Rav, but they're said by different people in the name of Rav. So the way we distinguish them is not by Rav 1, Rav 2, Rav 3, because that's a lousy way to distinguish. The way we distinguish them is by who said them in the name of Rav. So we're going to refer for the rest of this daf to this statement as Rabbi Yoshia's statement. Good? So says the Gemara, Kamanos Ahadam Rabbi Yoshia Amarav. Who does Rabbi Yoshia's statement in the name of Rav go like? When Rabbi Yoshia says that the machlokas in our Mishnah about the maximum height of a sukkah, remember it was a machlokas, I pointed out it was a machlokas. Even though we've been discussing only one side the whole time, it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Tanakama holds more than 20 amos. Hustle, Rabbi Yehuda says, fine, kasher. What's the case of that machlokas? Rabbi Yoshia said in the name of Rav, the whole machlokas is kishain defanos magil seschach. If the walls don't reach all the way up to the schach, that's when they argue. Aval defanos magil seschach. But if the walls actually go all the way up to the schach, they don't stop short of the schach. If they actually reach all the way up to the schach, afilu lemalam esram kshera. Everyone would agree that more than 20 amos is kasher. The only problem with more than 20 amos is if the walls don't take you all the way up to the schach. But if the walls take you all the way up to the schach, then everyone would agree it's kasher. Who's that going like? Which of the three amoraim? So says the Gemara, Kiman Kirabba, the Amr Mishum Delo Shalta Ba'ena. It's going like Rabba, because Rabba said, the key is your eye has to catch the schach. When the wall takes you right up to the schach, you just follow the wall up, you'll catch the schach. If the wall doesn't take you all the way, you're likely to stop looking as soon as you get to, oh, it's nice outside, right? As soon as you're able to see that it's open, you'll get distracted. You're never going to take it all the way up to the schach, right? So that's that statement must be going like Rabba. V'kivan d'tefanos magiel s'schach, k'man k'rabba, it's like going like Rabba. D'amra mishum t'lo shalta ba'ena, who focused on the idea, on the fact that your eye can't catch it. V'kivan d'tefanos magiel s'schach, mishla shalta ba'ena. But if the wall reaches the schach, your eye will catch it just fine. Period. That's number one. Statement number two. Kiman azla had amarav huna amarav. So we're going to call this the statement of who? Rav Huna. Who's the following statement of Rav Huna like? Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, machlokas b'she'in ba el arba amos al arba amos. The whole machlokas, which whole machlokas? About a sukkah being higher than 20 amos, whether it's kosher or not, is only if the sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos in width and length. Aval yesh ba yoser me arba amos al arba amos, but if the sukkah is bigger than that, afilu lemala me'asronamik sher, then it could be higher. Why does it make a difference how wide the sukkah is? Why should the height relate to the width? Yeah. So says the Gemara, Kiman, very good, Rabbi Zeira. It goes like Rabbi Zeira, the Amar Mishum Tselhu, that says that it's all about the shade. Because think about it logically. If you're sitting in a tiny little cubicle that's 20 amos high, how often are you going to be hit? Is the schach on top really going to be protecting you from the sun? Like, very little. the walls are contained from the sun, but let's say your sukkah is as big as this room. These walls could be as high as they actually are, let's say more than 20 amos high, and still, since the room is so massive, you're actually going to be protected by the schach plenty. So as long as you have a bigger room, a bigger sukkah, the schach will actually provide you protection. So if the sukkah is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, then you're going to be protected by the tzel schach, by the shade of the schach, even if it's more than 20 amos high. The kivan de revicha ika tzel sukkah. Since it's more spacious, you have the shade of the sukkah. That is statement number two. Statement number three now. Keman azah hada amar Rav Chanan Barabba amar Rav. Who is the statement of Rav Chanan Barabba amar Rav going like? That says machlokas b'she'inu machzekas el kedei rosh of rubo v'shulchano. Very similar to the last statement, except with different numbers. He says the whole machlokas, whether it could be more than 20 amos or not, is only if the sukkah is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, much smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos. Very minimal. 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, enough to fit you, most of your head, most of your body, depending on your body type, I guess, vishulchano. And the table that you keep in the sukkah. They used to have tiny little personal tables, like a tray table on an airplane, something like that. They didn't have, like, you know, 14-foot long dining room, conference tables for all the Shabbos company, right? We're talking about small tables. Aval machzek es yosei mikdei rosh v'rubo v'shulchano. But if the sukkah is bigger than that, afil l'malam esramak shera, then it can be even higher than 20 amos. So strangely, the Gemara does not associate that with the shade you're getting from the schach, even though it's the same logic. The Gemara just says, command alo chad, that's going like nobody. Because between 7 tefachim and 4 amos, it's still a problem. You're still not getting shade from the schach if it's more than 20 amos high. And the problem of Diros Keva is obviously still a problem. And the problem of that you're not going to realize it, so there's also still a problem. So it can't be going like anybody. It doesn't work according to anybody. So that's the lo kechad. So main point number two, what do you think is going to be? No, now you know my system, you probably know how to do it yourself already. What's main point number two? Three statements in the name of Rav. The first one assumes like Rabba. Right, the first one, that if the walls reach the schach, you can make it as high as you want, assumes like Rabba. The second one, that if the sukkah is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, you can make it as high as you want, assumes like Rabbi Zeira. The third one, which was what? That if the sukkah is bigger than 7 by 7 tefachim, you can make it as high as you want, assumes like nobody. Right, that's main point number two. Again, I'll say it again, for those, if I spoke too quickly. Three statements that align, that we of Rav, in the name of Rav, that we try to align with different opinions. A, if the statement that if the walls reach the schach, it could be as high as you want it to be, assumes like Rabba. B, that if it's more than 4 amos by 4 amos, it could be as high as you want it to be, assumes like Rabbi Zeira. C, that if it's more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, it could be as high as you want it to be, assumes like nobody. Good. Period. Now, again, like I said, it's all one sugya, so it's a little confusing. You got a halt cup. This is an important, every daf is important to Chazer. This one is particularly important to Chazer, because you have to really halt cup in terms of, you have to really remember who says what as the Gemara continues to compare the shitos to each other. Some dapim are created easier than others. Just the way Talmud Bavli works. So says the Gemara, Bish lama de Rabbi Yoshia pliga ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Barabba. Who are these names? Where do we see these names? Rabbi Yoshia, Rav Chanan Barabba, Rav Huna, what's that? The three statements in the name of Rav. So I understand very well Rabbi Yoshia disagrees with Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Barabba. Rabbi Yoshia said what? That as long as you have what? The walls reaching the schach, then you can make it as high as you want. I understand why he rejects the other two. De'inu chayav yishur b'mashcha. Those other two are very similar. They think, they give a shir, a number, to how big the sukkah can be in terms of width and length. V'iyu lo chayav yishur b'mashcha. He doesn't think that's relevant. He doesn't think the width and the length of the sukkah are relevant. So I understand. He rejects the premise that the width and the length makes a difference. I get it. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Barabba. But the last two, name of a hechsher sukkah kamifugi, what else could they be arguing about other than what is the minimum size of a sukkah? Not height, width and length. What's the minimum width and length of a sukkah? that probably what they're arguing about is who says what. No? That probably what they're arguing about is that Rav Huna holds 4 amos by 4 amos is the minimum size. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana holds that 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is the minimum size. It must be the Mar Sava Hechsher Sukkah Barba Amos, or Mar Sava Hechsher Sukkah, Machsekes Rosh Hashanah Shulchan Aruch. That, and who, it's nice to know who the Mar is. That the Mar, the first one is Rav Huna says that the minimum size of a sukkah is 4 amos. Umar Savar and Rav Chana, who was it? Rav Chana bar Rabba holds that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Don't you see? Isn't that what they're arguing about? Says Umar Lo. No, it's not at all what they're arguing about. Dukuli alma hechsher sukkah rosh of ruba v'shulchana. Everyone agrees what? Good, that the minimum size of a sukkah is which? 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. You know what they're really arguing about? Just a minute, this is what they're really arguing about. One holds that the machlokas in our Mishnah about a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is on the minimum size sukkah, is about a sukkah that's exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. But if it's any bigger than the minimum size sukkah, then you can go as high as you want. That's what one opinion holds. Namely, the opinion of Rabba, who was it? Rav Huna bar Rabba, Umar Savar, and Rav Chana bar Rabba, I'm sorry, I mixed up the names. And Rav Huna holds, Me Rosho Verubo Vishulchanu Ad Dalet Amos Pligi, that the machlokas about how high you can go in our Mishnah is on a sukkah that's anywhere up until how big? 4 amos. Aval Yosem Yidalet Amos, the Rea Kol Kshera, but more than 4 amos, everyone agrees kosher. Period right there. Main point number 3, Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold like the other two. Right? Rabbi Yoshia, in the name of Rav, doesn't hold like the other two because he rejects the premise of the size of the sukkah making a difference, meaning the length and width making a difference. The other two might be arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah, or not. Right? The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara originally thinks they might be arguing about what the minimum size of the sukkah is. Nah, maybe not. Good, we followed that? That was the hardest part of the daf. Gets a little bit easier now. It takes till Gimel, really, till it gets much easier, but it gets a little bit easier now. Says the Gemara. Questions? Danny, you had a question before? You're good now. You're good now. Fantastic. By the way, Rosh Rubo Vishulchano is a major concept. Good thing to circle. Defunnels Magil Saschach is a good thing to circle. Yitzchak.
Yeah, what's that abbreviation, Dalashim?
Where?
By
Divrei Akal. Everyone agrees. Divrei Akal. Says Gemara Meisve. We got 6 minutes left. Let's make the most of it. Meisve. The Gemara doesn't say that. I said that. Meisve. We ask a question. Sukkah Shigavol Malam Esr Mama Psula. We were taught in a brisa that if a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, Tanakama holds what? Pasul. Who's going to say it's kosher? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir ad arba'im v'chamish mama. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher up until 40 or 50 amos. What? Isn't that strange? 40 or 50? Shouldn't we throw Rabbi Yehuda out of the Beis Medrash the way we threw Rabbi Yirmiyahu out of the Beis Medrash? Come on, pick a number. That's the way we operate here. 40 or 50? Okay, leave that question for now. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? No, this is a brisa. The way brisas work is it gives you all the information the Mishnah gives you with a few more words. It expands on the Mishnah a little bit. The brisa, that's how brisas in general work. Which I'm sure you remember when we discussed that in my 9th grade Chumash Navi class. Of course. I saw that knowing smile on your face. The glint in your eye. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, story time. We deserve a story. Maisa b'Hilni Amalka, there was a story with Queen Hilni, the Lud, in the city of Lud. Shahisa sukasa kavo master mama. She had the most magnificent sukkah. It was taller than 20 amos. V'hayuzakenim nechmasim v'yotzim l'sham v'lom l'davar. And all the great rabbis came to visit her, and no one said a word about, hey, I hate to tell you this, but your sukkah, as beautiful as it is, really great for a museum, but totally possible. No one said that to her. They just let it be. Amrullah. So, don't you see? What does that prove? Rabbi Yehuda brought this as a proof. Don't you see? It's allowed to be more than 20 amos. They didn't stop her. Shalom Rulo, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya? You think that's a proof? First of all, Isha Haisa, Ptur Minasukah. Thing about queens is that they're almost always women. So, she's a woman. She's Pater from Sukkah. So you don't have to worry. Of course, yes, you're sitting in a Pasul Sukkah. It's like if you have a tree hanging over your Sukkah. So you tell your sisters, sit there. That's the best seat in the house. Right? And because she's Pater anyway. It doesn't make a difference. She can't make her bracha if she sits there. You have to be careful about that. Because, okay, but still, she's Pater. So that's why they didn't say anything. Why should they? Sounds like she wasn't making a bracha. If she was making a bracha, they probably should have said something to her. Okay, but that's a kasha for a different time. I can't stop trying to think a little. Okay, we'll shut our brains off. Is the keys. So Amar Lahan. So Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, the halo shiva banim havula. No, it's not just a woman. She had seven children, seven sons. So the sons apparently didn't have one. Seven sons. She had seven sons, and they needed to sit in a kosher sukkah. Va'od, and even furthermore, kol ma'aseh lo'asa ela al-pi chachamim, everything she did, she asked for rabbinic advice. She always went to the rabbis for advice. So now, says Gemara, wait a second, are those two separate arguments? That she had seven sons plus she always asked the rabbis? Don't they like, don't you need both? What does that second statement add? Laman u'misni va'od kol ma'aseh lo'asa ela al-pi chachamim. Why do we have to add that last thing? That everything she did was based on the chachamim. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda is really telling them. Ki tomru, lest you answer me and you try to tell me, banim ketanim hayu. Don't worry, the children were just ketanim. Uketanim p'turim min asukah. And children, they're pater from sukkah. Kivan deshiva havu, efshar delo havu behuchad, she'enu tzarech li'imo. When you have seven of them, they can't all be so young that they're not chayiv in sukkah yet. At a certain age, a child is of the age of, what do we call it? Chinuch, and he needs to sit in sukkah. This isn't Antonio Cromartie's kids, right? They're not all the same age, so there are some of the kids are a little bit older. They're already chayiv in chinuch. You have to sit in sukkah. So once, since they have to sit in sukkah, so she couldn't have done that. She couldn't have let them not sit in the sukkah. V'chi teimro katan sheino tzarech lima midrabanan hu. That's only a rabbi law. That's only din drabanan. Maybe she wasn't so careful about that. The rabbanan hu d'mechayiv. It's the rabbanan who make her chayiv. Who make a child chayiv? The ibid rabbanan lo mashkechan. You're going to try to tell me that she didn't care about what the rabbi said? That's why we have that second line in there. That what? Tashma va'od kol ma'aseh lo'aseh al pichamim. Everything she did, she asked the rabbis about. So what's this? What does this story come to prove in Rabbi Yehuda's view? A sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos high. She sat there with her children who were of the age of chinuch, and she cared about chinuch because she followed what the rabbi said. So she cared about chinuch. And it was a sukkah that was more than 20 amos high, and the rabbis didn't stop her. No one said a word to her. Apparently, you're allowed to have a sukkah more than 20 amos high. This is Rabbi Yehuda's attempted proof that a sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos high. We're going to stop with that. Main point number four is Rabbi Yehuda tries to prove from the story of Hilni Amalka that what? That a sukkah could be more than 20 amos high. Very good. Katan Sheino Tzarech Limo, by the way, is a major concept. Sheino Tzarech Limo. At what age is a child chayiv in sukkah? When he no longer needs his mom in the middle of the night. When he doesn't wake up in the middle of the night and cry, mommy, mommy. The Gemara asks later on in the Masechta, but even the older kids wake up in the middle of the night and cry, mommy. But they don't cry, mommy, mommy. They might wake up and cry, mommy, and then realize, wait a second, I'm 28 years old. Why am I crying? And then, no, I made up the number. You're shy. I'm 33, by the way. But young children would cry mommy twice, would continue to cry mommy, mommy. Once the child doesn't need the mother in the middle of the night to calm down, that's when he's chayiv in sukkah. So that's katan shein tzarech li'imo. That's an important concept. Okay, period. Shkayach, everybody, for coming. I'll see you not next Wednesday. Not the Wednesday after that.
A few Wednesdays.
After sukkahs, Bez Hashem. Wednesday night for Daf Gimel.